body. Vijaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Vishnupad Paramahans Parivad Acharya Stotra Shata Krishna Kapa Murti Abhayache Namin Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Reading from Canto 5, Chapter 20. Text 31, chapter entitled The Structure of the Universe. Text 31. We'll directly go to the translation. The ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj Priyavarta, named Vithahotra, had two sons, named Ramanaka and Dhataki. We already read it? Okay. Okay, we are on 34, sorry. Thereafter, beyond the ocean of sweet water and fully surrounding it is a mountain named Lokalola, which divide the countries that are full of sunlight from those not lit by the sun. Text 35. Beyond the ocean of sweet water is a tract of land as broad as the area between the middle of Mount Sumeru and the boundary of Manasotra mountain. In that tract of land, there are many living beings. Beyond it, extending to Lokalola mountain, is another land which is made up of gold. Because of its golden surface, it reflects like the surface of a mirror. And any physical article that falls on that land can never be perceived again. All living entities therefore have abandoned that golden land. Text 36. Between the lands inhabited by living entities and those that are uninhabited stands the great mountain which separates the two, which is therefore celebrated as Lokalola. Lokalola. Loka, sorry, it's Lokalola. Text 37. By the supreme will of Krishna, the mountain known as Lokalola has been installed as the outer border of the three worlds, Bhurloka, Bhurloka, and Swarloka, to control the rays of the sun throughout the universe. All the luminaries from the sun up to Dhruva Loka distribute their rays throughout the three worlds, but only within the boundary formed by this mountain. Because it is extremely high, extending even higher than Dhruva Loka, it blocks the rays of the luminaries, which therefore can never extend beyond it. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When we speak of Lok Traya, we refer to three primary planetary systems, Bhu, Bhuva, and Swa, into which the universe is divided. Surrounding these planetary systems are the eight directions, namely east, west, north, south, northeast, southeast, northwest, and southwest. Loka Loka mountain has been established as the outer boundary of all the lokas to distribute the rays of sun and other luminaries equally throughout the universe. The vivid description of how the rays of the sun are distributed throughout the different planetary systems of the universe is very scientific. Sukhdev Goswami described this universal affairs to Maharaj Parikshit, as he had heard about them from his predecessor. He explained this fact 5,000 years ago, but the knowledge existed long before, because Sukhdev Goswami received it through disciplic succession. Because this knowledge is accepted through the disciplic succession, it is perfect. The history of modern scientific knowledge, on the contrary, does not go back more than a few hundred years. Therefore, even if modern scientists do not accept the other factual presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, how can they deny the perfect astronomical calculations that existed long before they could imagine such things? There is so much information to gather from Srimad Bhagavatam. Modern scientists, however, know information of other planetary systems and indeed are hardly conversant with the planet on which they are now living. Dhyanam timirandash jnanam juna shlakya chakshurantam yena tashmai shri guru venama shri jay. Vancha kalpataru bhakshakupasindu bevachapatitanam paune bevashnu shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri abhidhadar shri vashad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Now, this verses describe that how Loka Loka mountain is distributing and controlling the sun rays among the different planetary systems. And Srimad Bhagavatam gives a vivid description about this controlling and the movement of the sun rays. And Sukhdev Goswami is describing this message to Maharaj Parikshit. And he's explaining that how the residents of different planets like Bhu, lower planets, Bhur, middle earthly planets, and Swarg, that is heavenly planet, are experiencing different day and night cycle according to their time scale. And according to the calculation of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have heard this, that one day in heavenly planet is equal to 6 months of earthly planets. And this is because of the revolution of the sun. The sun goes different time at different planets. Now this knowledge is coming down in the chain of disciplic succession. So there is no fallacy in this knowledge. It is a perfect knowledge. For example, we often heard the example of mango which is coming down the tree. When mango is falling from the tree, if it falls down suddenly, it will crush down. But suppose if mango is coming from one branch to other branch, third branch, fourth branch, and ultimately reach to the earth, the chances of breaking down is not at all. It will not break down. It will come down as it is. So this knowledge is coming as it is, and it should be accepted as it is. It's a perfect knowledge. So the Vedic knowledge is infallible because Lord is the source of Vedic knowledge. Lord says, Vedesya sarvai aham eva vedya, that I am the source and compiler of Veda. So we have to accept the authority of Lord. Whereas this modern scientific theories and modern scientific explanation, they are totally fallible because they have been researched and delivered by the mundane living beings. And these living beings have generally four defects. We all know that. They commit mistakes. They are always in illusions. Their propensity to cheat. And their senses are imperfect. So anyone with the imperfect senses, they cannot deliver the perfect knowledge. It's not possible. Whereas, on the other hand, Lord is not imperfect. He imparted or he delivered this knowledge to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma gave to Narad. Narad gave to Vyas. So in such way, the knowledge has come down. So there is no fallacy. So then how to become perfect? We can also become perfect by following our authorities, by submissive hearing in a disciplic succession. We heard a lecture yesterday and Prabhupada was telling that if we are traveling in the sea, the common man, what he will see is just water everywhere. He cannot see that where the ship is proceeding. But the captain has got a chart which has been prepared by experienced sailor. And captain is just following that chart. And from that chart he is getting the directions. So if we want to get knowledge, we have to follow the chart. And what is that chart? We have to follow the Mahajans. Swayambhu, Narad, Shambhu, Kaumar, Kapil, Manu, Prahlad, Janak, Bhishmo, Balir, Vaivashvir, Vayam. They are all our Mahajan. They have followed their authority and we have to follow. Yadyad acharati shrishta, tat tat eva tarjana. Whatever great men do, we follow that person. So even if you don't consider Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the great persons are following them. People don't want to believe in God. So let's say if you don't believe in God, okay, don't believe, but great people are doing. Even the Bhagavad Gita, it has been read by Germans, Americans, Europeans. They are accepting this literature because Prabhupada says that it has been delivered by the great personality. And so you have to follow the great personalities. But this modern scientist, they will never accept the limited ability and capacity in the terms of their knowledge. In fact, they will never appreciate the Vedic sources like Srimad Bhagavatam, where they can not only get information about this planet, but they are getting information about the different planetary system. In fact, they are trying to prove that this Vedic knowledge is illusion and it is just a mythology. And they are trying to prove that there is no such thing as a God. God is not a real thing. And this way they are creating a dangerous situation throughout the world. In the name of academia and research, they are opening a big institutions. They are trying to collect millions of dollars from common people. And what they are eventually doing, they are bringing the sands and rocks, putting them in attractive way. And unfortunately, thousands of people are attracted to see that rocks. So, once my Guru Maharaj usually gives this example, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, that America is virtually very crazy country. People can do anything to make the money. We heard that lecture, right? That one person in California, he opened a coal storage. And he announced to everyone that, I will preserve your dead bodies. And because science doesn't have a solution to cure your disease, you are dying right now. But I will keep it in the coal storage. And when the time will come, when science will have the solution in the future, we'll make you alive. And this is a true story. And the people were paying millions of dollars to preserve the dead body. Even Walt Disney, he paid so many million dollars to preserve his body. So this is the situation of the world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said that in Kali Yuga, the society where there is a society of cheaters. People want to cheat people and people are happy to get cheated. They don't want to accept the knowledge, true knowledge, but they are happy to get cheated. And they think that this is an advancement. And so this modern education has led to a really godless civilization. And Bhagavatam referred to the symptoms of Kali as a Kali Dosho Nidhirajan. That Kali, the age of Kali is an ocean of fault. And we can see the symptoms presently It's starting right now. We go for the book distribution in school, as we told. And it is very difficult to convince students over there that this is a book of Krishna. We have to say that it is a book of yoga and science or ancient philosophy and wisdom. We can say that it is a book of yoga. If we say that it is, sorry, book of God. If we say it is a book of God, they will never accept it. Because they have been bombarded with such thing that there is no God. Everything is illusion. Everything is science. At the end of Kali Yuga, there will be no God. Prabhupada said that this Krishna consciousness movement will continue till 10,000 year, next 10,000 year. After that, there will be no kirtan, no deity worship, no prasadam distribution, no book distribution. So imagine the situation after 10,000 year. This society literally wants to kill the people who are spreading the message of God. Literally they want, and we can see that. The way they are looking at you, they want to kill you. No, Prabhu, this is not, we have seen this thing in their eyes. Nowadays, the current generation, the students have been taught how to break the four regulative principles. Yeah, they have been taught that there is no God, there is nothing like that, and to have a sex life, it is a biological requirement. You have to have sex life, it is a requirement of body. And you have to have a protein, you have to eat meat. And to keep yourself active, to work your brain properly, you have to drink coffee, you have to smoke, and to have fun. In the weekends, you have to gamble. That's the whole life. All four eggs are breaking. So how they can understand God? And then they have, with the limited mind, they are trying to disprove the God. They cannot even control the sex life. Easy thing. If you say them that we are celibate monks, they will look in a weird way. That are really they are people or what they are they the homosexuals or what they are doing over here. Yeah, this is the condition. So if anyone who wants to see the highest extent of puffed upness, that up to what extent the people can go for their, to show someone that I am something, the people should go to the airports for the book distribution. We often go to the airport for decision, and the people over there, they're walking in a very puffed up manner. Very puffed up manner. Everyone wants to be a center of attraction over there. They're wearing such attractive clothes, trying to just cover their skin color, either black or white or brown. They have got attractive luggage bags. You know, such attractive bags I never seen in my life. Yeah, such attractive luggage bags, you know. Everything is so, the attractive attire. You know, they're just trying to show off that, see, I am something, look at me. We try to stop these people. We try to show them books. Say, sir, please take the book. But you know, the way they look at us is as if we are the unwanted Varnashankar population of society. We are insects. As if we are insects. But devotee knows that these people are simply passing their life as a life of goats. My Guru Maharaj often say that the goats and sheep, just before they are getting slaughtered, even if they are getting a single opportunity to have sex life, they will never miss that opportunity. So these people cannot think beyond the conception of sex life. They don't know anything beyond this. With no reason they are running in such anxiety and worries. And when we try to understand each other, we try to often talk with devotee. Prabhu, why these people are running? Are these people running because they are missing their darshan arti or guru puja? Or they are in really anxiety to meet the spiritual master? No, they are not in anxiety to meet the spiritual master. They are in anxiety to have sex life. Really, we often say that, right? These people are just running to enjoy the sex life because they don't have conception why they are running to enjoy, to get money. Why they are getting money? To have comfortable life. Why they are getting comfortable life? So that they can enjoy very peacefully. And the dogs enjoy on the street. They don't go for even working. This is the condition of these people. We try to stop them and say that, sir, please take this book. Please, no, I am late. Sir, you are already late. Please take this book. We say that, sir. You're already late. Dari Prabhu, you say that, right? So you're already late. Please take the book. So just imagine if these people who are walking and running without any reason. This is a last example of stool I'm giving, sorry. If they haven't passed the stool in the morning, or if they don't, if they got a severe urge to pass the stool at that time, will they be walking in the same puffed up way? Believe me, no, they will not be walking in the same puffed up manner. In fact, they'll be crying and begging, asking to everyone, where is the restroom? I want to go to restroom. So these people don't understand that this is a situation. They cannot even control their own bodily needs. How they can control God? These worldly people, they try to judge the devotees who are trying to distribute and spread the message of God. But they are creating offenses to them. But devotee, on the other hand, they are so merciful that even if they are facing offenses, they are always asking Krishna to forgive them. And that is a compassionate mood of devotee. That they are just looking for the opportunity to somehow make them chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that is a, because they have been taught, they have been trained like that. You know Satyaraj Khan. Satyaraj Khan was a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. And he asked Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu, how to recognize a Vaishnav? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, Kahe, Yanara Mukhe Sune, Ek Bar Krishna Naam, Sei Pujya, Shrishta Sabakar. That anyone who is chanting the holy name of Krishna even once, is considered to be a Vaishnav and considered to be the best among other people. And devotee knows this thing. So somehow, facing all the tribulation, all the problems, they are running behind them and asking them to chant Hare Krishna mantra. And that is a compassionate mood of devotees. So anyone who wants to know Krishna, they should put Vaishnavs in the front. If they are not putting Vaishnav in the front, the Krishna will never reveal himself. If our consciousness is covered by the pride and false ego, like these people who are running in the airports and schools, the mercy will never obtain. And there is no mercy, there is no self-realization at all. Mercy cannot be obtained by the method of intelligence, like these people think that researchers and scientists and people running in the airport, that we are intelligent because we have got new dress, we have got good attire, we walk like a puffed up people, we are intelligent. But no, mercy cannot be obtained by intelligence. Mercy can be obtained by the humility. Like gopis in the Vrindavan, they've given their whole heart and mind to Krishna. So if we want to think, if we are thinking by our intelligence, how to give our heart and mind to Krishna, it is not possible to understand using our intelligence how to give our mind. Giving our heart and mind to Krishna is a question of faith. And I was reading Radhanath Maharaj's book, and he wrote in that book that faith is beyond the perception of sense, mind, and intelligence. So if we want to surrender to Krishna, what requires is faith, which is beyond our mind, beyond our logic, beyond our intelligence. Mahaprabhu, he personally told that Naham Vipro Nacha Narapatir Napi Vaishya Na Shudro Naham Varni Nacha Grahapatir No Vanasto Yatirva Kintu Prodyan Nikhila Parmananda Amramut Kintu Prodyan Nikhila Parmananda Purnamut Abdera Gopi Bhartu Pad Kamalavar Das Das Dasanudas. So that is a mood of devotee, servants of servants and servants and servant of Krishna. And that is a mood of Golok Vrindavan. To think ourselves as a servant, to think ourselves foolish, it is the beginning of self-realization. It will purify our heart. It will make ourselves soft. Mercy is something, we are not qualified to get mercy by our own way. We don't deserve the mercy. Mercy is only obtained if we are materially exhausted. If we are akinchana gochara, if we try to go to Krishna and in a materially puffed up way, Krishna will never be obtained. But if we go in a very helpless situation that Krishna, I cannot, I don't have control on my own senses and I don't control on my desires, please help me, then Krishna will help you. Maharani Kunti, the Queen Kunti was praying to Krishna that Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shribir E Dhamana Madapuman Na eva artharthi abhi dhatum vai tva akinchana gochara. That janma, aishwarya, that word is birth. Aishwarya means opulence. Shruta means high education. Shribir means beauty. E dhamana madapuman. It's simply increases the intoxication of a man. And these people, they cannot approach you with a sincere feeling. But you can be easily approached by the people who are materially exhausted. So even if you are rich, even if you are opulent, even if you are highly educated, even if you are high parentage, in order to receive the mercy of Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, we should be ready to give up everything. And if we are ready to give up everything, Krishna will show you mercy. For example, Maharaj Prataparudra, Mahaprabhu was not willing to meet him because he was a worldly king, associated in the worldly pleasures. He was thinking like that, but internally his mood was to serve Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu recognized when he accepted the menial service of sweeper. At that time he was recognized by Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu gave him mercy. And when he was doing this menial sweeper, he was not making external show off. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there is a brief elaboration that what was his feeling. He was doing from the heart that I am a servant of Mahaprabhu, I am servant of their servant. That is a mood, and at that time he got a mercy. So what draws the attention of Krishna? Our little service with sincere efforts will draw the attention of Krishna. We don't have to do big things. Our little service with sincere effort will help us to move more closely toward Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami says in this connection that to Mahaprabhu that namo mahavadanyaye krishnaye prempadayate krishnaye krishna chaitanya namne karutaveshnama. Because when Krishna came, he just told everyone that you are foolish, you are rascal, you should surrender to me, you have lost your intelligence. But when Mahaprabhu came, he came in the form of devotee. He was trying to be in fact devotee of Krishna. And he was begging everyone to have mercy. So he was not teaching only science of Krishna. He was teaching how to love Krishna. This was the mood of Mahaprabhu. So we have to understand that if you are not feeling happiness seeing other people, seeing other person, looking at other advancement, then it is our own anartha. We are lacking something in our own heart. Because our relationship with Krishna is not strong enough, we are hankering or we are looking somewhere to find that gap, to fill that gap. And that's why we are finding faults with other persons. If we do not have cooperation and affectionate relationship and loving and respectable attitude with the devotee, we will every time fail in our service. No matter we try hard, but if we don't have affection and cooperation, we will fail in our service. And how to learn the cooperation and affection? Anyone who travels in a traveling Sankirtan van will definitely learn this affection and cooperation. And anyone who don't know this should definitely at least try to understand what these people are doing. Particularly the van life is practically a vanprastha life. Believe me, it's a vanprastha life. Whatever you get, you eat it. Wherever you get a place, small place to sleep, you have to sleep it. Sometimes no two individuals have same nature, right? No two individual person have same nature. Even sometimes we find, not sometimes, often we find it's too difficult to adjust sometime to the nature of different people living in the temple. It's a big temple. So how the people will be living in the small van for months and months? It requires lots of cooperation and lots of understanding to carry out this mission. Whatever we got, we have to eat it. Wherever we get a place, small place to sleep, we sleep it. Sometimes the water is so frozen that we cannot even take bath. This happens. Practically, the people are hitting each other when they are moving from one spot to other spot, touching the legs and hands while sleeping. If someone touch over here, Prabhu, be careful, I'm doing my service. And over there, everyone is touching. When you just go, we will touch their feet or just hit him with or kick him and we go from one spot to other spot. But still we are managing their things. There is no proper facilities for the nature calls. Where we are going, what we are doing, what these people are doing. No facilities for heating. Anyhow, we got heating, but it's not too good. Its heating is there. there is no practically any heating facility, but still people, they are going, making devotees. When they wake up in the morning, early 3:55 a.m., sharp 3:55 a.m., they wake up. They take a bath in the cold shower. They do their morning program. They cook prasadam, whatever they cook, they eat it. And then they go for mission. They go bravely distributing books, trying to make devotees different places. They come back, eat whatever they have, and they read at least for 3 to 4 hours every day. That is a life. And why they are reading for 3 to 4 hours? Because it will keep them shielded. It's a shield. When you go, they are in the battlefield. There is no temple over there. There is only roads and schools and all the people, or the music festival or anything. They are the people's over. There is no any kind of sadhana. There is a cooperation among the devotees. They cooperate. They respect each other. And they work with each other. And they read books. And then they go to the battlefield. Because if you go to battlefield without the weapons and shielding, without barrier, you'll be killed. So to keep themselves alive, they read the books and then they go to the battlefield. And that's how they spread the message. Suffering everything, but still they're happy working in a cooperative way. Because their purpose is higher. They know the goal. They're resolute in the determination. Anyone? Yeah, most of the people have heard about His Grace Parameshwar Prabhu, right? He is example of the person who is doing the book distribution. He is so much intensely involved in the book distribution. His body is totally weak now. He cannot stand, but still he never rests. Even if he say, Prabhu, please take a rest for at least few minutes, he will chastise us. Really, he chastises us. If you want, you can try it. I got experience that when we are doing the book distribution in the Madison, and it was a condition that he was so tired that he even cannot stand on the foot. He was just breaking down. He was just trying to fall down. And at that time, he decided to take a rest. He gone to van. He was taking the rest. And when he woke up, he practically forgot everything where he was. He was asking everyone, where we are and what we are doing over here. And that is his intenseness. That is his Krishna bhakti. How much he was involved in doing book distribution. He sometimes, not sometimes, he often reveals us that when he is driving the van, he is not seeing the vehicles on the road. He is seeing Surbhi cows. So Krishna is revealing him Surbhi cows because he is just doing book distribution. But we often say, Prabhu, we are worried, don't see Surbhi cows, there are big trucks. There is no Surbhi cow, there are big trucks on the road, Prabhu. So, what pleases Krishna is our endeavors. Our endeavors, our efforts, not our result. Many times we see that we go for book distribution, we don't even do one book a day. Doesn't matter. We are over there for 6 hours. We tried ourselves sincerely to carry out the mission of Prabhupada, and that's what Krishna is looking. There could be millions of reasons to not argue with each other. There could be millions of reasons to not cooperate with each other. But there is one reason to stay happily and walk happily with each other. We have been saved. We have been saved by Srila Prabhupada. We have been saved by the mercy of our Guru Maharaj. No one can stop our progress, or no one can check our progress in Krishna consciousness. If we have strong faith in Srila Prabhupada books and the words of our Guru Maharaj. If we think, or if we are doubting that his process is working or not, or will work in the future or not, we don't have to doubt for this thing. Just stay in the present. Are we satisfied doing our services? Are we happily dancing in front of Gauranitai? Are we happy eating 4 kilos of halwas every day? If we are happy, then process is working. Madhavendra Puri says it's 4 kilos of halwas every day. This prince process is working and it will work in future. We don't have to doubt this process. When your heart is filled with the love, you will definitely love everyone. There is no question of not loving anyone. Because love is giving something, it's not expecting from anyone. If we have love for everyone, then we should express that with a full heart. We should show ourselves. We should hug. We should meet each other. We should hug our Prabhus. I'm so happy to see you. This is our practical example that there was a devotee over here, Madhavendra Puri. Still, when we call Madhavendra Puri, Our first line is, Prabhu, please accept my obeisances, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. The next line is, Prabhu, we love you, where are you? And he says, Prabhu, I love you, we miss you. That is our relationship. Unless we have that relationship, there is no question of intimacy. And unless there is no intimacy, there is no question of affection and serving together. The mood of service should be with the cooperation and sincerity. And that comes when we really love with the heart. So, in conclusion, I want to say that what is the real independence is to depend totally on the mercy of Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur in his bhajan says that Hari Hari Vifle Janma Gunainu Manushya Janma Paibe Radha Krishna Bhajya Janya Shunya Pisha Khainu. That my Lord, I will uselessly spend this human form of life. Obtaining this human birth and not worshipping the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, I willingly drank the poison. So, we should always stay in touch of devotees and carry out our respective services. That is the mood of our Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for class, Prabhu.
Thank you.
I have a question in regards to book distribution. You mentioned something 2 weeks ago, whereas when you're doing book distribution, you can feel the mercy flowing through you in that exact terminology.
Prabhu, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. You said 2 weeks ago, while doing book distribution, you can actually feel the mercy flowing through you, you know.
2 weeks.
It was a class that you had did just recently,
yeah.
A few weeks back, where you were speaking on the subject of book distribution.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, because, I mean, this is my personal opinion or feeling right now, that I don't have the desire to do book distribution, not because I don't feel it's not important. It's just what you were explaining earlier in class is dealing with the modes that you described so eloquently and like having to kind of fight with these different energies. Like, I personally would rather just wash pots and make granola like all week. And just that if that was my only service, I'd be happy with that. But as far as book distribution, it's something that I've kind of steered clear from, because I don't think I'm at a position or the advancement in my spiritual life where I could take, you know, that conditioning and still be able to go forward. So what is advice you would give to someone that is just starting out, that doesn't know much about the process of what you go through, and just words of encouragement?
First of all, I just want to put a disclaimer that book distribution is not only the service. Everyone has got his own expertise. Everyone has got his own abilities and own capacities. And as I told in the lecture, that Krishna is not looking how much you are doing. Krishna is looking at your endeavors. Whatever service you are doing, cooking granulas. If you don't cook the granulas, Prabhu, how can we go for book distribution? Without eating that granulas, how can we go? So you are providing us nourishment. So you are definitely assisting Mahaprabhu in the mission. In fact, you are the prime person who is accepting. Without food, we cannot stand over there for 6 hours. So the way I want to explain this thing is that whatever service you are doing, Krishna knows your intention, Krishna knows your desire, and everybody has got his own ability and own expertise, and using that ability he is serving Krishna. As Daita Prabhu told in his last lecture, that our main thing is to keep Krishna in the center and asking Krishna for the mercy, that whatever service we are doing, please help me to remember you in that situation, because we are doing to please our Guru Maharaj and Krishna. So that's the first point. Your service, what you are doing, is great. Okay. Now second thing, the book distribution. What was the second point, Prabhu? How not to get discouraged? I told that, Prabhu, just consider yourself as a foolish and a helpless servant of Krishna. If you consider yourself foolish, if you try to be intelligent over there, then you cannot compete those people, because they are foolish people. If you try to be intelligent with them, they will kill you. But if you tell them, sir, we are foolish, Mataji, you are half naked, but we are foolish, you are right, take this book. Then Krishna will say that he is looking at this half naked Mataji and still he is humble. People walking on the airport, they will look at Mataji like this, if they are half naked. But we devotees, Maya personified, please take the book. Please, Maya personified, take the book. Cover your legs. So if that is a situation, if you are humble in that mood, if you are going in that mood, Krishna will protect you. Prabhu, believe me, going for book distribution in the roads, hitting the roads, is not an easy thing. 10-15 days without temple, without deities. What comes over there is a devotee's relationship. That is a strength, cooperation, love, and sadhana. So you have enough sadhana, and you are feeling helpless, that we cannot do anything without Krishna's mercy and my Guru Maharaj's mercy. And what is my aim? What is my goal? I am not over here for the vacation. I am over here for the mission. That will keep you alive. So when you go for books, just keep a humble attitude. That I am nothing. I am over here to serve my Guru Maharaj. Just complete this mission. I have to go back. I have to dance in front of Gauranita. I have to eat 4 kilos of halwa. I have to read my books and I will go back. This is my life. If you keep that mood, you will be happy. But if you try to see that Mataji, gone. Gaurgari Maharaj say that, right? If you look at the eyebrows also, you are stuck. It's like Cupid. He says like that. You are gone. You cannot even look at the eyebrows also. And if you are, by mistake, you look the eyebrows. Thank you. Take a book and go. You got an answer? Is it enough? Okay. Any questions? Yes, Prabhuji. Don't ask me a difficult question, Prabhu.
No, I just wanted to share a comment that when we are out and we're dealing with this society, as you're mentioning, the main thing is to become humble, because then sometimes a tendency, we can look very critically at others, and this will block us from being able to access that mercy. So we know advanced devotees actually they don't see any faults even in anyone. So the faults that we see are really what we're dealing with. You know, most of the people in today's world, they're innocent. They haven't had exposure to the knowledge. So I just want to reiterate that the main point being humility, and then we can get compassion, and that's really the key to sharing. We can make all the externals and do all the rituals, but when the compassion is not there, then it doesn't happen. So, as you're mentioning, the point of humility and then feeling genuine concern for their well-being, and not trying to identify how many different faults or nartas they have. You know, we have enough work for ourselves to worry about, but Krishna and Gauranga become very pleased just by seeing that compassionate nature, because they're all pure devotees in the highest sense. Everyone is a devotee of Krishna. So with that vision, then those barriers kind of come down and Krishna makes everything possible. And the main thing is that Lord Chaitanya protects the devotee. If you go out for trying to share Krishna consciousness, then you'll be, as long as you're trying to follow that instruction very strictly, then Krishna protects you by that instruction, because that's your meditation. Just like anywhere, it's not that in the temple you're more protected. The temple, the mind can go all over the place. You get familiar with devotees. So the main protection is the instruction. Thank you very much.
In fact, in the temple you are very less protected, because Maya has got chance to think everything. But when you are in the battlefield, when you're in the book distribution, you don't have time to think anything. And second thing about the compassion, as I told in the lecture, that devotees, even though they are looking everything, but they are still compassionate and merciful to that people. Somehow they are running behind them to chant Hare Krishna, because they know that they are innocent. But innocent doesn't mean ignorance. That doesn't mean they will not be hit by the fire. If the person put the finger in the fire, they will be burned. So ignorant is not a cause, but we are compassionate to those people that, okay, they don't know anything. So that's why we are running behind that. The Prabhu, please chant at least one time, because we have been taught this, that if a person chant the Krishna's name once, he'll be at least getting a human birth. So we know this, even if they're walking in the naked condition, we are not concerned with that. What our concern is that how this soul is protected, how we should try our best that this soul get a human form and it can continue with the Krishna consciousness in the next life. That is our mood over there. But internally, we are praying that Maya personified is there, please protect me. Internally, we are also worried because I am not so strong. So, keeping myself active by praying continuously to my spiritual master and Kishore Kishori, at the same time showing them a compassion that really these people, Prabhu, you will cry. When you see these people, you will feel that why these people are doing this thing. They don't know the importance of human life. Wearing good clothes, looking good, having good attires, does it make sense? Doesn't make any sense. Unless you understand Krishna, unless you understand why you are taking birth, why you are dying, why you are having old age, why you are in disease. If you don't have a solution for this thing, what is the use of walking in a puffed up manner? What is the use of these educations, big institutions? Why there is no department where they are teaching anyone that you are going to die one day? And that is what we are doing. Going everywhere, opening our own institution. We are calling devotees, we are calling those people in the van. We somehow try to find the people in the book distribution who is attracted to the holy name. And we try to call them in the evening and give our lessons, our lectures. That see, try to understand, this is a life. And because of some mercy, I think we got one person in Minnesota. Acharanista met him. He came to the temple of Minnesota. He was in the University of Minnesota, one of the highly reputed school. He came over here. So that is a compassion. We know that these people are foolish. I was doing in fact the same thing. I know my life. But now understand that my life has changed because of this philosophy, these books. Srila Prabhupada has saved me. And Prabhupada has taught one thing, that whoever loves me, go outside. Doesn't mean everyone has to go outside. Those who are going outside and preach. And that's what we are doing, having compassion to those people. And people who don't understand this mood, they are ignorant then. And those who are helping in this preaching work, they are also helping Mahaprabhu. So that is our whole mission. This is not a place to sit and eat. This is a place, it is a scientific institution where we have been cultivated, where we teach in a scientific way to teach different people how to get out of the illusion and how to live a human life. At least come to the human platform. Hare Krishna. So we have compassion. It's not that we don't have. We have too much compassion. But as Acharya told, I learned so many things being with him in the van. He just changed my whole life. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu. I was really appreciating the topic of book distribution. And I wanted to share this story that that Ram Parmarj said. He says when he travels that I don't have deities, but I viewed Srila Prabhupada's books as deities. And that reminds me that there was a Sankirtan devotee in Prabhupada's time. He sent him like a message, a letter saying, Srila Prabhupada, we don't have any deities, we have no Tosi. You know, how can we continue on the Sankirtan movement and traveling all around the country? And Prabhupada said that you should see my books as deities and you be protected. So I thought it was a very inspirational pastime that devotees actually meditate on, even though they don't have deities or anything, but they put their whole trust in Srila Prabhupada's books. So I thought it was one.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We do book distribution for, these people do for book distribution for 8 hours every day, fighting with the Maya, coming back, reading 4 hours or 3 hours Prabhupada books. Imagine when you wake up in the morning, you see only one thing, black van, small light, and nothing else. Water dripping from the van because of the moisture, and you have to chant in that. Nothing else, Prabhus. And we have to stay over there for 15 days. These people are staying, some RVC people are staying for months and months. They don't know about the temple life. How they can see? How they can survive? By Srila Prabhupada books, they read at least 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours. So studying studying of Srila Prabhupada book is very important. Different people have different habit. I am studying in a loud way. So, but everyone has to study the books. That is the main thing. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Jai.